Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour, the search is on across the city of Chicago for the people who opened fire on people inside a home in Inglewood early this morning. When the gunfire stopped, four people were dead, four others wounded in a mass shooting that's bringing swift reaction from city leaders. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya begins our coverage.
Police Superintendent David Brown says there are no suspects yet and that it appears there was no forced entry into the home where the victims were found on 62nd and Morgan. In addition to the three females and one male who were found dead at the scene, four others were shot. Superintendent Brown says a two-year-old child was found not hurt.
As the day transpires and we're able to interview victims and canvass the neighborhood for more information, we'll likely develop more about what happened here at this residence.
Area resident Sharon Jackson says even on a beautiful day like today,
you can't sit outside anymore. I stay in a disability building, and we scared to come outside.
In the Inglewood community, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At an unrelated event this morning, Mayor Linefoot told reporters the shooting brought a caller from Washington.
I've been in touch with the White House, who reached out this morning to offer supports, and I am grateful for the Biden administration. They've been great partners with us, but we all have more to do. And what we will likely learn as the details become clear is that illegal guns continue to plague us.
Superintendent Brown says investigators found a large-capacity drum-type magazine at the house, but no weapons.
The fire is still burning in Rockton, but now officials say a private firefighting company from Louisiana is coming in to pump fire-suppressing foam onto the ruins. Flames and smoke began shooting skyward yesterday at the Chem Tool plant in Rockton. Fire Chief Kirk Wilson says crews are keeping a close eye on it.
Throughout the night, we've been watching the perimeter. There have been little spot fires, little field fires, things of that nature, but most of that's under control now. The fire is contained into the one area of the building. There's no other exposures that have been involved at this point.
Steps are being taken to minimize runoff onto and into the nearby Rock River. Nearby residents have been asked to wear masks, close their windows, and avoid running their air conditioners.
The lifting of coronavirus restrictions has allowed doctors asking patients to resume their regular checkups. But one alternative medicine practitioner says she saw a surge in patients during the pandemic.
Moon Rabbit Acupuncture opened in Chicago's West Loop last year, and unlike other small businesses, it thrived during the height of the coronavirus pandemic.
People haven't had much to do. They weren't going into work. Restaurants weren't open. So people were looking for something to fill their time, and they were stressed out. And acupuncture is wonderful for those things.
Founder Gudrun Snyder says because of COVID closures, people spent more time focused on their well-being. But with the city and state now fully reopened, she's not sure what post-pandemic business will look like.
I just hope that people continue to try keeping up their health, even though now things feel a little bit better. People are letting their guards down more. I think it's just as important, if not more so, to make sure that we stay well.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Last weekend was a busy one in Chicago's parks, and today Mayor Linefoot is urging people who visit parks to pick up after themselves when they leave.
No one's denying that crowds came out to the city parks this past weekend and left them strewn with litter. And Park Superintendent Mike Kelly admits the parks could use a lot more people to help clean up.
We've been hiring. We need more and more junior laborers. So again, if there's people out there looking for something for their young ones to do, their teens, their young adults, We have plenty of jobs.
But Kelly says it's a good problem to have. People are coming out. Mayor Lightfoot, however, thinks those people could do better.
If you're out there in a park enjoying yourself, that's terrific. But clean up after yourself. You know, I'm an old Girl Scout, and I believe when you're out there, you leave the environment better than when you found it.
Yes, she says we will hire more people, but residents should do themselves and their neighbors a favor. Don't litter. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Supporters of an effort to rename Outer Lakeshore Drive for the city of Chicago's first permanent settler are discounting results of a new survey paid for by two aldermen who oppose it. The poll bankrolled by Alderman Brian Hopkins and Brandon Riley shows fewer than a third of Chicagoans poll support renaming the Outer Drive Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable. Of those, the support was highest among African Americans, but nearly one out of four people surveyed say they are undecided.
A major trade show returning to McCormick Place. FabTech is said to be North America's largest metal forming, fabrication, welding, and finishing event. It was canceled last year, of course, due to the pandemic. Steve Frahalos is head of the Society of Manufacturing Engineers.
We've heard a lot about hybrid events. We've heard a lot about virtual and digital, but you can never really replace what we have this morning and what we'll have in spades in just a couple of months.
The last FabTech show in 2019 drew more than 48,000 people. This year's show is set for mid-September.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.